This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is a great tendency that isn't so great. There's a large tendency that isn't great at all. It's lamentable. It's pathetic. It's awful. It's destructive. It's a tendency to demonstrate against the President of the United States, the President of universities, the ex-President of the United States. Anybody you want is going to be subject to some of these crazy and awful and fanatical anti-Semitic demonstrators who now believe that, they've got the public on their side. We'll play you what some of that sounds like, actually, with some of the disruptions that have become very common. Speaking of disruptions, there's also a new wrinkle in the disruption of the presidential campaign by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Democrats are terribly concerned that he's going to take votes away from them, and the polls show that he takes votes away also from Donald Trump and basically gets people to vote for what exactly. We will get to that also on the Medved Show. But first of all, we have a problem here in the state of Washington that anybody who comes for a visit, anybody who lives here, anybody who has anything to do with the state of Washington, and particularly the Seattle metropolitan area, is going to be assaulted by a tremendous upsurge. It's really a plague. It's a pandemic. And yes, I think the word pandemic actually fits here. It's a pandemic of graffiti. And this is one of those things that when we first moved here, my wife had lived in L.A. all her life, and she had seen what happened to L.A. with the graffiti everywhere. And, of course, it spreads along with homelessness and the general just collapse of any kind of standards or rules or just normal decency and respect for the world you live in and the city or the community you live in. But the graffiti that has exploded here in Seattle, like, together with the explosion of homelessness, is so depressing and has become so overwhelming. And it's one of those things that as you're driving to downtown Seattle, it used to be you leave the airport, and particularly if you're driving up and you are into the city, and you're driving up the 405 or the I-5, and then all of a sudden you see these towers coming up, because Seattle has always had, I mean, when I say always, going back 100 years, some of the tallest buildings west of Chicago are in Seattle. And there's a skyline. And particularly at sunset or something like that, as the lights are just going on, it looks great. It's got the nickname the Emerald City, right? Because this is emerald green, and it tends to be green. And okay, lots and lots to like and admire. But now all you see is just covered. I mean, from literally miles of it, of utterly meaningless graffiti, and people who think that this is some kind of artistic expression haven't seen it. Because it's not. It's just a desire to destroy and disrupt. King 5 TV has a news report on actually bringing a weapon of combat into the fight against graffiti. Really? Yeah, really. Drones. How can drones be used to remove graffiti? Listen.
If you've driven along the I-5 corridor between Seattle and Tacoma, you've likely seen this on your commute. Walls tagged from top to bottom with graffiti. Graffiti has been a consistent problem on the state's freeways, and it's becoming more expensive. Numbers from WSDOT show that the costs of cleaning up graffiti increased significantly in 2020, then shot up again last year.
It is everywhere.
But Representative Andrew Barkas has an idea on how to deal with the illegal art.
Drone technology is expanding, and there are actually drones that you can load with paint and paint over them.
Earlier this year, Barkas introduced HB 1989, which creates a $1 million pilot program that utilizes drones to paint over graffiti. The program also explores different paints and coverings that could be used on infrastructure projects that prevent spray paint from sticking. Traffic cameras could also be used to spot graffiti artists while they're tagging walls.
Today, you would have to send out a crew with a high lift truck and eight people, and you know, it just takes too long and it's too expensive. One person with a drone can paint over an area, and if you have a fleet of those, then you're staying on top of it, you're cleaning it up, and you're not allowing it to stay present for a long period of time.
Last week, Governor Inslee signed off on the project.
Okay, will this work? It's deeply questionable. A piece that appeared in another local newspaper says that Washington may soon employ aerial drone technology to deal with a growing graffiti problem on highway infrastructure. Lawmakers passed a bill that set aside $1 million for a Department of Transportation pilot program focused on finding new ways to erase spray paint from road signs, walls, and bridges. The proposal passed 96-1 in the House and 38-11 in the Senate, with only Democrats opposed. Why are Democrats opposed? Because somehow this is taking away the precious artistic expression of some of their constituents? Man, how outrageous. As the top Republican on the House Transportation Committee, the bill sponsor, Andrew Barkas, whose voice you just heard there, Republican from Olympia, said he had spent time traveling up and down the state's highways. It became clear to me that the graffiti on all of the beautiful work we've been doing is getting out of control. And there are a lot of new pillars, and a lot of which actually are very well designed, some of them made to carry that light rail scam, but that's a different story. But it's really the idea that it's $1 million with the billions that I think taxpayers would be happier if were actually spent on dealing with this problem. It can really change the way you feel about your community, about your surroundings. And which is why some of the more desirable places, suburban enclaves, somehow are able to avoid graffiti. And part of this, and this was true in our neighborhood when we were still living in L.A., we were active with people who were very determined as soon as some graffiti would appear, there was this gray paint, you just paint over it. And apparently in the world of graffiti animals, that's considered a big embarrassment. If you've tagged something, you put your name up or your symbol or whatever it is, and then within 24 hours, somebody's come over and painted it over, gotten rid of it, cleaned it up. And that's considered a big defeat for the forces of chaos. Okay, more about the forces of chaos and what to do with them. And it's very interesting to hear some letters to the editor that came in regarding this new idea of using drones in the anti-graffiti fight. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. might be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the problem of graffiti, and it's not just Seattle, though it's particularly dramatic in Seattle, because this city, honest to goodness, we came here, we moved here in 1996, and Seattle used to be graffiti free. Correct. The whole idea of the Emerald City was not the trash can city. And now there's some good news and more good news because I think people, there's sort of basically the idea there's nothing we can do, but if enough people are concerned about this, then even our elected representatives end up trying to do something about it. Story says Seattle can once again enforce its anti-graffiti laws following a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturning a previous court's finding that the statute was unconstitutional. It's a victory for Seattle City Attorney Ann Davison, who's terrific. She actually, believe it or not, is a mainstream Republican, dare I say it, who replaced an ultra-lefty city attorney named Pete Holmes. But in any event, Ann Davison made public disorder and specifically graffiti crackdown central to her campaign 2 years ago. So let's do something about it. And now with this court decision allowing that, it can make a real difference. Graffiti is a massive problem for our city, costing taxpayers, businesses, and residents millions of dollars while creating widespread visual blight, Davison says. We must have as many tools as possible to protect neighbors and residents impacted by graffiti. What I think of graffiti and how deeply and incredibly obnoxious it is I think of where you go on Mercer Street. When you're coming downtown and you go off on Mercer Street, which is where you go to the Space Needle or the Pacific Science Center or to the Sculpture Park, the Olympic Sculpture Park, which is beautiful. And they did just a great job of building that overlooking Elliott Bay and Puget Sound and West Seattle, and you can see out to the Olympic Mountains. And for people who haven't been to Seattle, it's really a beautiful spot. But as you're driving there, you have to go through this Mercer Street tunnel. And it has a lot of yellow tile that used to be pretty cool. You'd go into the tunnel and there'd be yellow tile walls. And they seem to clean it. But now it's literally every square inch of those yellow tiles are covered with painting and initials and just defacing of every kind. And it would cost a fortune to clean it up. And, of course, it would be pointless to clean it up if it's going to be trashed again, immediately. And there's a letter that was sent in, and I think this speaks for a lot of people. It was a letter from someone named Mark, who wrote, "Nowhere in this report does it say that our representatives in the legislature considered the other method of dealing with this criminal blight on our communities, such as, how about preventing it in the first place? How about painful punishment? Accountability, arrest, and jail for those who take their spray cans out at night and deface our surfaces with their ugly gang tagging. Oh no, we wouldn't want to do that. Charging these expressive artists with a crime and jail time would only make them feel bad. And we wouldn't want that." Then he puts in parentheses sarcasm. Graffiti is a graphic example, pun intended, of a community that has control of its rule of law. But it seems that in the legislature, the rule of law is a pejorative term these days, these recent years. And as we have seen, when you do not enforce the rule of law, this is what you get. More laws broken, more chaos, unsafe communities. Graffiti is an outdoor advertisement that in this community you don't have to fear accountability for breaking the law. And then there's another piece that came in from a writer named Clinton who says, "I have a plan to suggest. Equip some of the drones with night vision technology and really strong pepper spray to hunt down and squirt lots of the artists caught in the act of vandalism. Or better yet, catch the idiots and put them in little graffiti cleaning chain gangs as punishment." And there was another story about a local prolific graffiti artist who was arrested and was condemned to 80 hours of cleaning up. This is all extraordinary. There was also this headline. Seattle graffiti artist, aged 14, is struck and killed by monorail while spraying tag on city's wall. Isn't that unbelievable? And then this from 2024, January 12th, with hashtag vandalism, hashtag Seattle, hashtag tagging. A graffiti tagger who was accused of causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to public and private property in Seattle has been ordered to spend 80 hours. If it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, why just 80 hours? How about 800? Has been ordered to spend 80 hours cleaning up graffiti in the city, according to a plea agreement. Casey Kane, who's 37, entered a guilty plea to a felony charge of malicious mischief and will avoid further jail time in exchange for the community service ordered by the court. Kane's graffiti tag, Eager, has been painted thousands of times on buildings and public infrastructure around Seattle. Okay. Wouldn't more than 80 hours be appropriate, really? Because you're talking about an 8-hour day. If you have an 8-hour day, you're talking about 10 days total. And for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Meanwhile, there was this news report. Well, we'll get to it because there is more. The idea that there is a push by the left, which, by the way, has been losing its dominant power in the city of Seattle, at least to some extent, with a more moderate city council. But a push to end all juvenile detention facilities. So what does that mean? That they actually go to adult jails? No, it means nothing. It means that nothing happens. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, the report is on the Michael Medved show that the amount the state of Washington spends on graffiti cleanup every year has been on the rise, hitting a peak in 2020 of more than, Jeremy, what do you think? The state spending on graffiti cleanup. This is not city, local spending. It's the state of Washington.
$100 billion.
That would be probably more effective. It's a total of $700,000. In the that was at a peak of in 2020. And why did it peak then? It's because graffiti's gotten so much better? No. No, it's worse than ever. And they write, graffiti has struck more difficult to reach places, too. Last February, for example, two overhead signs on Interstate 5 near State Route 512 in Tacoma were defaced, and they cost between $40,000 to $50,000 to replace. Because, and why they have to be replaced? Well, because they were defaced. That's it. The department must also take a look at new ways. This, according to this legislation that was passed, that allows them to use drones, that will look at new ways that it can identify people who damage property. An original version of the bill would have required the department to use its tolling and work zone cameras and some of these drones to do this. But in committee hearings on the bill, the department expressed concerns with the requirements and said, we do have a large network of cameras, but we don't have people who can look at all the cameras at one time. Okay, this is, really? This is part of the idea. And then there was a piece, actually, that was put up in 2014. This is June 10, 2014. KUOW, the National Public Radio Station, associated with the University of Washington. They had the thrill and addiction of Seattle graffiti artists. Is it street art or just graffiti? Many American cities have tried to curb the practice of tagging, and in most places it's associated with gang activity. In Seattle, that's generally not the case. Well, glad to hear that, but is that still true? And how do they know it's generally not the case? I mean, again, people who study this and look at it. And, oh, yes, and then there was a recent report from Como News. News about the push to end all juvenile detention facilities in the Northwest. Listen, clip 13.
An advisory committee has been working on the steps to close the King County Judge Patricia H. Clark Children and Family Justice Center in 2025 in a push for zero youth detention. Just last month, King County Executive Dow Constantine said that would not happen next year and that the proposal would not move forward until at least 2028. But he still supports closing the Family Justice Center.
Nobody is saying that there's not a need for detention. The question is, what does that detention look like?
The latest reports from law enforcement across the region show a surge in violent crimes involving teenagers, like robberies and car thefts, fueled by social media. According to the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs, more than 6,000 juveniles were arrested statewide in 2022. Nearly half of those kids were between 13 and 15 years old.
We want to, work with our community, our school districts, our prosecuting attorney's office to wrap support around young people before they're engaging in any type of harmful behavior.
Now, we did check back in February. In King County alone, there were 112 youth detention beds. 42 of them were full.
Okay, and you heard that they were talking about 6,000 crimes, and they only have 100 detention beds, and they want to get rid of those. Honestly, at a time when youth crime has been spiking, as they just reported in that bulletin, and some of the youth crime very, very serious, then exactly what you need to do is to end all youth detention and just show them a little more love. This is one of the reasons that people sort of look at politics and kind of assume nothing can possibly get better. But every once in a while you hear about something that does seem to make sense and that is actually kind of surprising. And this is a story not from the United States. It's from one of our closest allies in the world, Germany. And they have those seeking German citizenship could soon have to answer test questions about anti-Semitism. Germany's commitment to Israel and the nature of Jewish life in Germany. The catalog of more than 300 questions, which citizenship test questions can be selected, from which they can be selected, is to be amended shortly, the Interior Ministry said in a statement, pending final approval. New questions, German magazine Der Spiegel reported, are to include, what is the Jewish house of prayer called? Okay, there, synagogue is the general term, by the way. And there are reform congregations, or often called temple. But generally, a Jewish house of worship would be a synagogue, or a Beit Midrash, or a Beit Knesset, if you want to get Hebrew about it. They would also ask, what year was the State of Israel founded? 3 years after the collapse of the Third Reich, thank you very much. That's 1948. What is the reason for Germany's special responsibility for Israel? How about the murder of 6 million people? How is Holocaust denial punished in Germany? And it is. And somewhat mysteriously, they would ask who was allowed to become members of the Jewish Maccabiah sports clubs in Germany. Do you have to be Jewish? Answer, no. Anybody is able to join a Maccabiah sports club. Jeremy is suggesting that we ought to have the same questions as entrance requirements for major U.S. colleges and universities, certainly for hiring of professors, such as name the good guys in current conflicts, State of Israel or the Hamas terrorist organization. Who started the current war? Which, again, I do think that there's some confusion about that. There's also confusion about another problem. We've talked about graffiti. We talk a lot on this show about homelessness. What about the idea of squatting? There's some action being taken by a pretty dynamic governor, you may remember, named Ron DeSantis in Florida. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial retail bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. Don't forget about our special super spring sale. That's 50% off either plan. A basic Medved plan that gives you, if you're a first year subscriber, it is available to you just $2.50 a month. It's an extraordinary deal that gives you at any time 24/7. Access to the podcast version of the show to stream anytime you want to, and plus an annual MedHead Plus membership also gives you, at the cost of less than $5 a month, it's actually considerably less than $5 a month, so about, what, $3.50 it comes to. But in any event, It's a bargain, because you then get access to the entire warehouse full at the Medved History Store. And that's terrific, from the American Revolution all the way through the Vietnam War and the greatest controversies in American history, and a lot of the same material from my books, God's Hand on America and American Miracle. And by the way, speaking of American Miracle, there's going to be another one of those Joy of Marriage webinars that my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, is doing this afternoon, completely free. It's at 4 o'clock after the show, 4 o'clock Pacific time, and all you do is you go to barryshore.com and /marriage. And these webinars have been extremely popular and are now watched all around the world, and you can be part of it. Go to Barry Shore, that's S-H-O-R-E, /, marriage. Okay. The webinars, partially because they're webinars, are not going to be disrupted by protesters. But during a speech on health care yesterday, the President of the United States was heckled by pro-Palestinian demonstrators who interrupted his remarks. Listen.
Because the insurance company considered those in pre-existing condition, allowed them to deny coverage. Everybody deserves health care. Be patient with them. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into the process.
Okay, I'm not sure that President Biden responded to that in the most constructive way, but there's another president, this one, the president of the University of Michigan, whose name is Santo Ono, and he was doing the university's honors convocation on Sunday, and he was unable to finish his speech. He ended up sitting down and called on a colleague to wrap up the event. This is what that sounded like.
This is the 101st year that our most outstanding students have gathered in this extraordinary hall to be celebrated as the University of Michigan's leaders and best. It is a fitting venue to honor our achievements for Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like to, in honor of our students, let's move to the remainder of the program. Thank you very much, everybody.
As we close the formal program today, I invite you to join our honorees for an outdoor reception.
Okay. How would you feel if you were one of those honorees, huh? And that event ended up being just as it was. Meanwhile, Vanderbilt University, there were protesters who occupied the chancellor's office in Nashville at Vanderbilt and trying to shame a black university police officer. Listen, this sounded like, well, clip 19.
You're protecting a terrible man. I hope you know that. You're protecting a terrible man.
And a coward, too.
And a coward, an absolute coward, who is aiding and abetting a actual genocide. 30,000 people are being killed, sir.
That's what you're
Show your compassion. Show your morality.
What if it was your kid?
Would you care?
It will be your kid. It will be our kid. Your kid's going to protect you.
Is a job worth it, sir? Is a job worth it?
And you're black, Thor. We're already dealing with this. You can stand with us.
32,000 dead, and you don't care.
You could stand with us right now and be on the right side of history.
But you won't.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame. You are black in America, and you're not standing with the marginalized people of the world. What does that make you? What does that make you? A coward.
Coward.
What's striking about this is Vanderbilt University has, it's a big university, a full university with thousands of students, I believe more than 10,000. And what you're hearing in this demonstration is a half dozen people. And just because they have such a sense of their own superiority, there's also the Toronto mayor, whose name is Olivia Chow. This is in Canada. Was interrupted at an iftar reception, which is a reception celebrating the month of Ramadan, the holy Islamic month that we're in now. Sounded like this, clip 6.
8 minutes, 7 minutes.
I have something very important to say, because there can be no iftar with politicians complicit in the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. Yeah. Mayor Olivia Chow, you represent the interests of the people of Toronto. It is your duty to advocate for the demands of Palestinian Canadians and their allies to our provincial and our federal leaders.
And there's more. This is a real problem that is sweeping the country, and it's going to have a very profound impact on the presidential race, it seems to me. And depending upon which candidate handles it well, I don't think that either of the two candidates have really come to grips fully with the extremism and the hysteria that is going on. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the ongoing efforts to try to improve the situation with voices from Israel and from the United States political system. And speaking of the political system, there's updates on the presidential campaign, the introduction yesterday of Robert Kennedy's running mate, Nicole Shanahan, and much more. Also, a question: who are the RFK voters? That's assuming that all those people, ranging close to 10% of Americans, who say they're going to vote for Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., are actually planning to do so, and will in fact do so. We'll also talk a little bit about the abortion pill hearing yesterday. The question would be, well, there's even in Mother Jones, they ask the question, will RFK Jr. and other third-party candidates help doom democracy? May democracy continue to bless and to flourish here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.